The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Last New Year's Eve, when we were all choosing saints for the year, I chose St. Michael the Archangel, or he chose me. And it's been interesting how the angels have really come to the fore in the last year. I was giving a homily last academic year, and I spoke about Padre Pio and one of his spiritual daughters sending her guardian angel to Padre Pio every night to ask for his blessing. Well, 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from one of our second graders' moms. And she says, "Father, I have to tell you a story. My daughter has always struggled going to sleep. She has a lot of fears. You know, sometimes we'll have to lay with her for a long time. But the last few weeks, she goes to her room and she goes to bed and everything's totally fine." So I asked her, I said, "Honey, you know, you've been sleeping really well. Are you doing something different?" She says, "Mom, every night I just send my guardian angel to Father Leatherby to ask for his blessing." Now, I have no consciousness of the angel actually coming to me, though I believe by faith. But it started a practice in me where every night before I go to bed, I send my guardian angel to my spiritual children to bless them. You know, I have no tangible proof that it's happening, but I have the certitude of faith. Well, then this summer, going on a pilgrimage, I shared this story a few days ago, last week, where talking to a guy from Italy, and he's telling me about his cousin. Married for the first 5 years of their marriage, they have 5 miscarriages, can't have any children, they're devastated, they don't know what to do. So they decide to go talk to Padre Pio, make a journey to San Giovanni Rotondo. "Padre Pio, what do? He says, "Pray to the guardian angels of your 5 miscarried children, and they will respond to your prayers, and you will give life to the world." They conceive a short time later, have a child, go on to have 7 more. Then, a month later, going to this exorcism, and they call upon the angels to restrain the most violent man they'd ever done an exorcism on, and they don't have to touch him, which is a miracle in and of itself. And then partway through, as he's fighting and fighting, the priest says, "All you holy angels who are present, spread his arms in the form of a cross so he cannot resist being exorcised." And immediately the man screams, his arms go to the side. And then just reading the story 2 weeks ago about St. Faustina, her guardian angel comes to her and says, "Faustina, pray for those who are dying." She drops to what she's doing. She's with a handful of young ladies. They pray the rosary. They finish the rosary. She hears the voice of a sister of hers in another convent in Poland. "Do not stop praying. I will let you know when you can finish." They go. They spend the next 3 hours in the chapel. The voice comes again from that sister. "Thank you." At 5 p.m. at night, they get a telegram the next day saying that sister passed away at 4:45 p.m. The angels are real. God has entrusted a guardian angel to every single one of us to help us on the way to salvation. We ask for the grace today to deepen our relationship with our guardian angel.